There's a needle that's in the red, and every time I shout too loud, Jim screams.
Ah!
Oh, he hates when I put that needle in the red, and it makes Jim have bad dreams.
Jim Ziana died October 1st, year 2000.
We miss you. He choked on a big, giant piece of cheese, having had a fondue lunch the day before.
After he was driving home from dropping us off.
In his sausage car.
From the station.
With Casey.
With the station, KFJC. And
so let's give it up for the man that made it so possible, Mr. Jim Ziana, RIPATNTPGNE.
KW5, Victor 4.
Open, I said open
your hole for me.
Music, music, solid gold music.
You're immersed in the sound of retro reality radio. This is the National Cynical Network.
I'd put in a call to check all mental institutions. Everything seems to indicate a homicidal maniac.
We'd have been notified if there was a loony killer on the loose.
I can't get this thing back in my pants, Earl.
Oh.
Start up!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, discover a world of sound. Wonderful show lined up for you. A sing-along.
That wasn't from my point of view, you jerk.
Story and a special guest appearance from a man who can imitate an entire symphony orchestra.
Imitate this!
Sitting around here talking, we thought we might try and entertain the boost a little bit, but Lucy just backed up to me here and let a little fart, and I don't think that was quite proper because she's practically done it right into the microphone. However, I suppose you boys know just what a fart means.
You know,
it's a little pass in the wind from the bowels that makes
her... You?
She tried it again.
Oh, you got there.
Nevertheless, I think you might be able to get this little whiff of that right into the microphone and pass right into the record. In fact, it looks like there's a brown spot right up. Yes, there is. There's a brown spot right on the record just where that hit.
But
what do you know about that?
Hi, this is Andre, the musical band. I was on a few minutes ago, but I didn't do enough musical things. So I'll start it all over again.
Ever listen to.
get this thing back in my pants, or I'll...
Let me just kindly say that no longer really matters whether or not you understand.
Sounds like sluts.
No! We may have blown out the transmitter, I think.
Bimbo got a split.
Okay, what are you talking about? Ta-da! Hello?
You're in the son of a chippy!
What?
Are you talking to me?
Like in there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
I'll be glad if there's nothing wrong.
You haven't, you've got the wrong number now.
Shut up, you son of a bitch!
I don't understand. I really don't.
I'm not trying to
end the whole thing.
I'm talking about passion.
Passion, you see, can be destroyed by a doctor.
One, two, three.
It cannot be created. It cannot be created. It cannot be created.
private place. Everything is neat and clean. The skeletons are hidden in the closet. This is my private place. Can you get me out of here? This is my private bed.
Crazy, I'm
crazy for feeling so lonely.
Everybody's saying he's crazy. So it's time for us to get crazy now.
Hey, I know, that's what that guy was signaling.
Don't
you
think I know how crazy
this
sounds?
Don't you
think I know how crazy this sounds? Don't you think I know how crazy this sounds? Don't you think I know how crazy this sounds? Don't you think I know how crazy this sounds? Everybody's saying he's crazy. So it's time for us to get crazy now.
Hey, I know, that's what that guy was signaling.
She got crisis.
Sorry, lost my mind.
People say I'm crazy.
That's okay for me.
What disadvantages? You're insane.
I thought I was a Pisces.
What he didn't know then is that it's sometimes an appropriate response to reality to go insane.
But he was considered to be crazy. But you know, St. Francis was considered to be crazy. Jesus of Nazareth was considered to be crazy. Buddha was considered to be crazy. In a crazy world! It's only your insanity that will keep you sane.
You got to be crazy. You gotta have a real need.
Must be mad. He must be mad.
You're mad.
Shut up,
but that is not a reason to destroy him.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from pain. You're driving too hard on me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my life. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran for you, now I run for you. This tainted love you've given, giving you all that a boy can give you. Take my tears, and that's not really all.
Right.
light on is for mine. Examine the phenomenon of deja vu. That strange feeling we sometimes get that we've lived through something before. That what is happening now has already happened tonight. On is for mine. Examine the phenomenon of deja vu. That strange feeling we sometimes get that we've lived through.
He's not plenty. He's not.
A warning. I don't believe it. They should have told you there are some unhappy people here.
You're on the air.
Oh, I want you to ram me.
You're on the air, KPFA. Hey. Let's take another one there, Rob. You're on the air.
So I wanted to ask you, is there a difference between anything and anything else?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
The word else. He says there's a difference between anything and anything else. There is a difference, isn't there? The word else is the difference.
Oh, come on, I'm not talking about semantics.
Well, then what are you talking?
I'm talking about the nature of existence.
What about the nature of existence?
Well,
go on.
Does one thing exist or many things?
Well, who's doing the perceiving of what's existing?
Well, I am, but...
Okay,
I mean, am I the only thing?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
No, you don't want to ask me about your existence, you fool. You're on the air. Oh, hey, get me green off the air. There we go. You're on the air. What are you talking about? Yeah, next call, Lou Mom. You're on the air. Get a talk again.
Everything is relative and so is David.
Everything is subject to
relativity.
Is it? The weatherman.
Do you see? You've created a new image of yourself. All of the insightful experiences have led to nothing more than the same doggy in a different window. Well, sure, you've expanded your consciousness, but you keep drawing conclusions and hanging on to them. Yes, you found a cat's cradle in your efforts to expand psychologically. You also expanded your ego like a balloon. You don't know what to do, and yet at the same time you feel like you should be doing nothing instead of wanting to do something. In other words, you feel like you should do nothing about your not knowing what to do. Over the last 15 months, you've become a composite of Richard Bach, Thaddeus Golis, Jay Krishnamurti, and a little bit of every book you've read. How are you going to shatter that conditioned foundation with love? Ha! You're Satan if ever there was a Satan. No, boy, it doesn't look like any other way out except to kill yourself. But how are you gonna do it without hurting your body or brain? You absolutely refuse to love yourself or even like yourself. What a drag. You're a curious creature. Remember back to those days as a boy when you were not in the least self-conscious and you would light up like a lightning rod to any good vibrations or smile.
Ronald, let's take a phone call.
Ronald.
Yes, you're on the air. I beg your pardon? Next call, Bonnie. Yes, next call, you're on the air.
Oh, I want you to ram me.
Next one. Here we go. All right, you're on the air.
Good hello.
Hello?
I have one question.
You have one question?
Will you date me?
Will we date you where?
Will you date me?
How far back
anyway?
Do you want to be dated?
I want to be outdated.
How?
He's outdated.
Will you take me out?
Next fellow, please.
Oh,
I don't like him. He's bad. You're on the air.
The inner space, you're on asshole.
Oh, that's not very nice.
You're on the air,
how you doing?
You guys are so full of shit, it isn't funny.
Oh, that's
But down in the cellar, there's no place to run to. I mean, if they did get in, there'd be no back exit. We'd be done for. We can get out of here, Captain. And we got windows to see what's going on outside. But down there with no windows, if a rescue party did come, we wouldn't even know it.
But the cellar is the strongest place.
The cellar's a death trap.
I don't know, Mr. Cooper. You know how many's out there?
Six or seven.
Look, you two can do whatever you want. I'm going back down to the cellar, and you better decide, because I'm going to board up that door, and I'm not going to unlock it again, no matter what happens. Now, wait a minute, Mr. Cooper.
No, I'm not going to wait. I've made my decision, now you make yours.
Now, wait a minute. Let's think about this. We can make it to the cellar if we have to. And if we do decide to stay down there, we'll need some things from up here. So let's at least consider this a while.
Lock yourself in the cellar and those things get in the house, you've had it. At least up here you have a fighting chance. You gotta fix these boards.
You're crazy. Those things are gonna be in every window and door in this place. We've got to get down into the cellar.
Go down in that damn cellar. Get out of here!
I'm taking the girl with me.
Put your hands on her. And everything else that's up here, too. Because if I stay up here, I'm fighting for everything up here. And the radio and the food is part of what I'm fighting for. Now, if you're going down the cellar, get.
He's insane. We've got to have food down there. We've got a right.
This is your house.
We've got a right.
You going down there with him?
Well,
yes or no, this is your last chance. No beating around the bush.
Listen, I got a kid down there. She can't possibly, I couldn't bring her up here. She can't possibly take all the racket from those things smashing through the windows.
Well, you and her father. If you're stupid enough to go die in that trap, that's your business. However, I am not stupid enough to follow you. It is tough for the kid. That old man is so stupid. Now, get the hell down in the cellar. You can be the boss down there. I'm boss up here.
Bastards! You know, I won't open this door again. I mean, it's... Mr. Cooper, with your help, we can...
What's my help?
Let him go, man.
His mind is made up. Just let him go.
Are these cowards? Pestering us to death. You used to be a broker.
I don't know what a stockbroker could do in a spotlight. I don't know what a stockbroker could do in a spot. I don't know what a stockbroker could do in a spot. I don't know what a stockbroker could do in a spot like this, but, well, send him in.
All right.
I program my daily using a rest and input sequence.
Well, send him in.
All right. Say, it's you. Here's you. Come here.
You mean me?
Yes, you. You wanted a chance to go on the air? Go on the air. You wanted a chance to go on the air? This is it.
This is it.
I can see.
Help me.
You're slipping away from me.
Help
what can you do?
And you're so afraid.
Help me.
This is it.
I'll plead with you to stay.
What can you do?
But I'm gonna be strong.
Studio?
Your home number, please.
I'm sorry, that's unlisted, and only a select few people have that number.
Did they tell you how they're going to go about it?
Kellis does have a slight I see it there.
Well, give me somebody who
wants to get divorced.
Just give me an example of like who I couldn't go out and then I could come in.
Oh, Jim, I almost forgot.
Not in the least. I think the best person getting the show out, I don't know, we're all going to be together.
Basically, my type of material will probably be from around 12:15, 12:30.
Well, I know our audience would like to hear you as your voice is battling character.
It Ronald Bet Rebel.
Well, I know our audience would like to hear you as your boisterous baffling character.
Okay, well, running into the wind, you would get wetter in the frontal portion of your body. And walking, you would get
no luck about it.
Don't forget,
do it. Steve Law and Megadega Sega Lega type of. Who knows what the hell's
going
to happen. There's going to be girls with pierced nose with chains going to their ears and
they
lift up their nose to people.
Have you ever noticed walking on the beach that wet sand is firmer than dry sand?
Right, yeah.
A lot of
it's because of the porcupine.
Yes, it's the hydrogen body. The hydrogen body in the water. What an intelligent young caller.
Are you awake? All right, we'll talk to you. All right, yeah. So 11:59. No, I won't. 11:59. Late.
It would have no purpose. I mean, you know, you talk about people getting the correct
class.
Of course, we do that on a
3.
Phase 3. Phase 3.
Phase 3.
Phase 3. Phase 3.
I am Mr. Ripley.
Phase 3. Phase 3.
848-4425.
Phase 3.
I support your phone. Phase 3.
Phase 3. Phase 3.
Phase 3. You know, it's like 60 miles to get there. Phase 3. We gotta be going pretty quick because we're supposed to be there at 11 o'clock in Berkeley. He said 60 miles. I thought I was in Berkeley. It wasn't that far. Phase 3.
Phase 3.
Huh?
Phase 3.
Phase 3.
Phase 3. Phase 3.
Phase 3. He knows where we are. No, he doesn't know where it is. 94.1.
It's a really high mountain.
Oh, okay. Well, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
3 more seconds.
Okay, 3. Bye.
All right, ladies. All right. Yes. Hello. Another one. Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Find some wood, some boards, something there by the fireplace, something we can nail this place up. Oh, God, that... Look, I know you're afraid. I'm afraid too. But we have to try to board the house up together. Now, I'm going to board up the windows and the doors. Do you understand? We'll be all right here. We'll be all right here until someone comes to rescue us. But we'll have to work together. You'll have to help me. Now, I want you to go in and get some wood so I can board the place up. Do you understand? Okay? Okay? There, this room looks pretty secure. If we have to, we can run in here and board up the doors.
Won't be long before those things be back pounding their way in here. They're afraid now. They're afraid of fire. I found that out.
Fire! 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 Fire!
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
33 days?
We can't go on much longer, sir. We haven't eaten since the fifth day.
We've just got to keep hoping. Someone may find us.
Now, if the search has been called off, then we're on our own to save our lives, and we've got to eat.
Listen, chaps, there's still a chance. I'm done for. I've got a gammy leg, and I'm going fast. I'll never get through, but some of you might. So, you'd better eat me.
It means we should eat dead.
Eat you, sir?
Yes, eat me.
You're talking about eating people.
Ugh, with a gammy leg? You didn't eat the leg, Thompson. There's still plenty of good meat. Look at that arm.
I'm talking about eating meat so that we don't die. If I had a wound that was rotten and needed to be washed out, wouldn't you do it even though it's disgusting because
yeah,
it needed to be done?
I would, but I wouldn't eat you. What do you mean?
Well, sir, it's just that...
Why don't you want to eat me?
Look, I don't want to talk about this.
Neither do I, Gustavo, but we have to. We're starving and we're trapped.
I'd rather eat Johnson, sir.
So would I, sir.
I see.
No, settle it. Everyone's going to eat me.
Now, if the soul, if there is a soul, leaves the body when we die, then the body is just a carcass.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't do it.
I'm with you.
Go ahead, please, but I won't...
Oh, nonsense, sir. You're starving. Duck in.
No, it's not that. What's the matter with Johnson, sir? Well, he's not kosher.
That depends how we kill him, sir.
We shouldn't murder innocents to live. What about our innocence? What's going to become of our innocence if we survive as cannibals?
Yes, that's true. But to be perfectly frank, I like my meat a little more lean. I'd rather eat Hodges.
Oh, well, all right.
I still prefer Johnson.
We should all stop bickering and eat meat.
Are you ready to go out there and cut flesh from a human body and eat it?
I tell you what, those who want to can eat Johnson, and you, sir, can have my leg, and we'll make some stock from the captain, and then we'll have Johnson cold for supper.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Excellent thinking.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, it's always wise to keep an eye open for the black and yellow public fallout shelter signs. Each one marks a place that's been thoroughly checked for proper shielding against radioactive fallout, and in many cases, already stocked with emergency food rations, water, and basic survival equipment. Knowing where the nearest one is could save you crucial minutes in time of emergency. If your local government has instructed you to go to a specific public shelter in event of nuclear attack, find out exactly where it's located and the best way to reach it promptly. Check on whether there's a shelter in or near your child's school, and if not, find out what other actions would be taken by the school authorities to protect him in emergency. In short, Take time now to make a family emergency plan, and then make sure every member of your family knows it.
Phase 3. You have been listening to Need Dell in the Red, Episode 2, Shelter. Shelter was produced by Phineas Snarko and the National Sinical Network and featured Al Newport, Ronald Redball, and Joe Sledgehammer. Additional mixing was provided by Don Joyce of Negative Land. This program was created in the summer of 2003. Thanks for listening.
The National Sinical Network home site is at www.nationalsinical.com.
This was a special edition remix. Special thanks to Wayne Betain.